This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Trending in the jerseys direction. That's the national trend, according to Eric Metzger, general manager of All Jersey Inc. He says Holsteins produce more milk, but Jerseys produce more dense milk.
Jersey milk is higher in components, both butterfat and protein. That is important for cheese manufacturers because 100 pounds of Jersey milk will give an increased yield of about 20 to 25% if you're making cheese. But it's also important for other manufactured product. You can get more butter from 100 pounds of Jersey milk, more non-fat dry milk, more skim milk powder, whole milk powder. And so virtually, you know, any manufactured product that is based off of the milk solids, you can get higher yield and greater plant efficiency from working with Jersey milk.
Even so, Holsteins still remain the primary breed by far on the farms in North America over Jerseys.
Well, the trend is it's trending our direction. If you look at semen sales as recorded by the National Association of Animal Breeders for the most recent year, Jersey semen sales were between 13 and 14% of national sales, and that's been trending up for the last 12 or 15 years.
So if Jerseys are a viable option, why are there so many Holstein farms out there today?
Well, for a long time, the milk pricing system was based primarily off of volume and then an adjustment according to whether milk was higher or less than 3.5% butterfat, and there was no payment for protein. And so back about 20 years ago, first some of the proprietary cheese plants started to realize the added value from higher protein Jersey milk and started to pay protein premiums for Jersey milk for the added yield. And as those voluntary programs started to expand across the country, well, then protein pricing started to get incorporated into federal order pricing. The big change there was in the year 2000. And since then, jerseys have been increasing in popularity. The national trend is upward for jerseys.
He says All Jersey continues to promote the advantages of its breed and its milk.
We work with regulated milk pricing systems to make sure that they recognize the higher value of the Jersey milk. We also work with dairy policy to make sure that the higher component milk is treated equitably in national dairy policy. We do a lot of economic analysis, some for processors on how Jersey milk can increase their plant efficiencies, and some for producers who are maybe looking at making a switch from Holstein to Jerseys as to what the economics are that they can expect from making that change. And then we also fund research into looking at Jersey milk and some specific advantages it may afford in different opportunities.
That's Eric Metzger, general manager of National All Jersey Inc., based out of Columbus, Ohio. Regardless of the breed, the American dairy industry is continuing to produce a lot of milk.
2018 production, we're talking about a record 218.7 billion pounds. That's going to be about 1.5% above a year ago.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum says with low prices, the cow herd is expected to expand modestly this year.
We do expect the Class 3 price to average 1420 to 1490 a hundredweight in 2018. That's going to reflect a weaker cheese price at $1.53 or $1.60 a pound, lower whey prices at 27 cents to 30 cents a pound lower. The Class 4 price is going to average 1335 to 1450 a hundredweight, reflecting lower butter prices at 119.5 to 129.5 and lower non-fat dry milk prices at 71.5 to 77.5 cents a pound.
He says the record milk production is expected to be added to an already large supply carried over from 2017.
We have to figure out where we're going to get rid of it. Obviously, it's a storable commodity, but you still want to move the product out the door. We do expect to see consumption in domestic use increase. Fat basis will probably increase about 2% over 2017. Skim's use a little bit stronger at about 2.4%. We do expect to see exports increase about 2%. It will help absorb our supplies that we saw build over last year, primarily higher sales of butter and cheese. Skim solids and basis exports will increase about 4% with stronger exports of whey, lactose, NDM or skim milk powder, and the skim component of cheese.
And that's USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.